This is Will's Band of the Week for January 11th, 2015. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett, live in studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
For the first time since our end of year podcast.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's the first time we've had another live person in the studio since then.
That was a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, after listening to some of the guest podcasters, I thought I'd better get back here and stay on top of my game, because they all did a really, really good job.
Yeah, they were great. You got to claim your turf.
Yes, you do.
I'm glad you're back. Yeah. Chris hasn't claimed his turf yet, though.
No, he hasn't.
So,
Allie has actually claimed Chris's turf.
Allie the dog is in Chris's chair right now. Yep. He'll probably have about the same amount to say about some of the music today Chris would have.
He's looking pretty comfortable on there, Chris. I don't know if you're going to listen to this, but...
Yeah.
He does not look like, you know... I think he's claimed that as his own now.
Yeah.
That is no longer your chair, Chris.
Yeah, you better come and claim it, yeah. Chris. I think you should do that. So, unlike the usual exhaustive pre-production that we do, today we didn't do any pre-production.
Yeah, nothing at all. I just came in, took off my shoes because it was snowy outside.
Yep.
Sat down. We didn't even pour drinks.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, so it's been a month.
Know, did anybody die in that month there?
There wasn't. There wasn't like a super significant.
What about Joe Cocker?
Oh yeah, Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Yep. That's significant.
That's very significant.
Right? He wasn't an indie rocker.
No, he wasn't. But we don't really limit the death of the week to indie rockers. That would be.
That's true.
You know, there's just not enough of those dying.
That's
kind of a. Not really the way I wanted that to come out. There are more than enough people dying of all sorts. But to make a segment of it, there really wouldn't be enough. So
remember this one, Joe Cocker. Really croony, but it's also really a classic, right?
It is a classic. He's got a very emotive voice. And one thing is that's interesting about him is that he was really just an interpreter of other people's songs. I don't know that he wrote any of the songs that people are familiar with. You know, probably his best known one is With a Little Help from My Friends. And that's really, are there any Beatles covers that were improvements over the original besides this? That's probably about it.
Probably aren't that many. Yeah.
I think this is the only one.
Mm-hmm.
would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
Yeah, to do a cover, and I guess it's got 3.6 million plays on Spotify. It's pretty good, right?
That's a lot.
And that's just, you know, so that's just like the last 2 years.
Right. Yeah. That's the new metric, right?
I guess so.
It's not album sales anymore.
Right.
That's completely meaningless.
Yeah.
You know, when Weird Al can have the number one album of the week, selling
right.
like 25,000 albums.
Right. Yeah. Of course, you can manipulate that. Remember that story about the band that just set Spotify to play continuously and repeat?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did a track that was like a silent track that was really short, and they just played it over and over.
Yeah. Pretty smart.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the death of the month.
Yeah. So we don't really have a song for that, right?
No, we don't.
Hmm.
I mean, we could play the Death of the Week jingle, but now it'd be too late.
It'd be too late. You know what we should do? We should ask people, just in their minds, to think of the song People Who Have Died by the Jim Carroll Band.
Yeah.
Or maybe they even want to go on Spotify and listen to that, because that's a pretty good song.
That is pretty good.
About people who have died, and it doesn't have a specific, you know, it's not a Death of the Week, and it's a whole month. Or you can talk about people that died over all of 2014, or through all of recorded human history.
Whatever time frame you want. You're not limited.
Right. It's very, very flexible in that way.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. So I was thinking, you know, there haven't been that many new releases, and I've got a couple things we can talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should just sit here and talk for a while.
Yeah, we didn't. Well, people maybe want to hear a little bit of a football update,
like,
right?
I'm sure they've been waiting for that, yeah.
They have been.
Yeah. So we're recording this, and the Packers are still alive. But
they're alive.
They might be dead by the time the podcast goes up, or they might be, you know, in the NFC championship
right.
game.
Right. One of
exciting.
Those two things will happen.
Yeah.
We should go to the game tomorrow. Do you want to go?
Wow, that'd be kind of exciting.
Let's do it. Standing room only is like $160.
Hmm.
So we'll give you a report next time on whether or not we went. But I'm thinking about it. I've kind of got a little goodwill banked up because we were gonna go see Seinfeld last night at the Overture Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down there and only found two tickets. So I was like, I'll just go home. I'm not feeling that great anyway. So, you know, I can kind of take advantage of that and go to a football game.
Could do that.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous about the game.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has got a sore calf, which is not good.
Right.
Have you ever had the injury that he has yourself?
My wife had a torn calf muscle, and it was like a small tear.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, I think it was like a centimeter. No, uh-huh. Wait, maybe it was longer than that. Well, anyway, she had a tear in her calf. It took several weeks to heal that thing.
Could she walk without limping, or was she?
Yep, she could walk, but if she tried to exert, you know, if she tried to like evade a 300-pound lineman,
right,
that would have been a problem.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know, when you're just kind of walking around the aisles at Trader Joe's, or things like that, people aren't trying to tackle you.
Right.
But I'm guessing if, who's like a big, who's one of the Cowboys defensive linemen? I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
Say Ed Too Tall Jones is chasing, I was going to say Favre. God, my brain's all over the place. Chasing Rodgers out of the pocket. Is he going to be able to walk leisurely out of the way and then hit Jordy Nelson for a 80-yard touchdown?
Probably not.
He'll
have to have more of a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be interesting to see.
I think that's going to be a big factor. If your star player is not 100%, you got problems.
But now we have a built-in excuse in case they lose.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of a comforting thing.
You know, the other fun thing about this game is that there's this old rivalry between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys that dates back, you know, like, well, it dates back to the Ice Bowl in the 60s, right?
Right.
And then there was a time in, I don't know, when was that there was like, it seemed like when Dallas was called America's team, was that in the 80s?
Yeah, all really from the 70s on.
Yeah, and there were some really great rivalry games, and so I would say that even though they haven't played each other much at all in the last 10 years or so, and Dallas hasn't been that good, so now it kind of revives, brings people back to that whole rivalry thing.
Right. Back like in the early to mid-90s, yeah, when the Packers couldn't quite get over the hump and be, you know, better than either the Cowboys or the 49ers, who kind of traded spots at the top. It was so frustrating. They'd be in divisional playoff games and NFC championship games, and has always come up a little bit short to the Cowboys.
So
time to even that score.
Yeah, it's time to even the score. So there's your American football update. Anything happen over the winter break of note? We went to Toronto.
Yeah, I heard that.
And blew right past Anurag without visiting him.
Oh, man.
So we were very rude.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. No, we were kind of...
Here's my promise to Anurag. If I come to Toronto, we will stay at your place for a month.
Yeah,
that's a promise.
That'd be good. Sure, the rest of his family wouldn't mind that. I mean, if you had a chance to get Barrett, I mean, you should take advantage of it. Yeah, so, well, we didn't really go right by his house. I think we would have had to take a slight alternative route, although it's really weird. When you drive up through Ontario, there's 401 and there's 403, and they kind of both take the same amount of time to get from the U.S. to Toronto. And I haven't really figured out the merits of one versus the other. So I'm not sure if we were like on the one that went right past Anurag or not. We were traveling late at night. It was kind of all weird.
Yeah.
It was weird because we had just gotten into an accident on the highway in Michigan before we got into Canada. And it was pretty bizarre. We got rear-ended and we were almost to Canada. We were literally like 5 minutes from Canada. And then so then we got delayed by like 3 hours, and the car luckily was still drivable after a mechanic had to take a torch to the muffler. It was like almost dragging on the ground, and they literally like took a torch to it and bent it back.
Wow.
So we were able to keep going. So that was kind of a weird episode, but yeah, then we hit the big city and had a great time. It was good.
So you went like through Detroit and then Windsor. Is that the way you go, or
on the way there we went north through Port Huron?
Yeah.
I think it's Sarnia that's on the other side, and then the way back we drove to Ann Arbor, so we went through Windsor, Detroit.
Yeah,
yep. So all good, other than the minor car accident.
Was it was it extensive damage? Did you have to get it?
Yeah.
Taken to a body shop when you got back.
Yeah, it has to go in. Tomorrow. Actually, it's going in on Monday. Yeah. It's like 3,000 something.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah. Luckily, we have insurance.
Well, now I understand why you're wearing one of those neck braces like they wear in sitcoms. Yeah. You know, when they're going to sue somebody that hits them from behind.
You thought it was like from headbanging rock and roll until...
Well,
I thought
it was just like you were wearing like a neck warmer.
Yeah.
But now I can see...
To keep me warm in the winter. Right. Yeah, so we didn't get to see any bands. Grant was a little disappointed that there just weren't any shows to go see when we were there. We were only in Toronto for 3 nights, including New Year's. And it gets crazy in New Year's, and plus it was really cold. So we basically spent the whole evening in a hotel room. We had a nice meal, and then we hung out in the hotel room because nobody wanted to go out in the cold.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yep. So we weren't really rockers, but I'm sure next time I'm back there, I will be a rocker once again. So I don't know if I have any other interesting news. Here we are starting 2015, and we'll start gaining momentum as the year goes on.
Yeah. We've got some releases coming out, I think, mid-month, right?
Right. Mid to late January, they start coming out interesting stuff.
And I think it's kind of an avalanche about to hit with about four heavy hitters, you know, and I won't name any names.
Yeah, I think
that's kind of our habit here, but got some stuff I definitely want to talk about.
There's also one that that Grant's been anticipating for a while now, and so that'll definitely be coming up. He claims, this is a little teaser, he claims already that this is his album of the year.
Wow.
Yep. And he ordered the vinyl, and he got the download with the vinyl. So when I've listened to a little bit too, so we'll be doing that. I think it comes out in February.
There you go.
All right.
But so
in the meantime, I picked up a couple ideas from other people's end of year lists. And the one that really probably caught me the most is a band called Co Pilgrim. I know I told you about these guys. Did you ever get a chance to listen to this?
You told me about two things, and I listened to one, but it wasn't this one.
It wasn't Co Pilgrim? All right. So Co Pilgrim is London-based, I'm pretty sure, but they sound like an Americana-type band with a little, maybe 60s psychedelic mixed in. And they're pretty good. It's pretty solid. And they're one of those bands where there's one main guy. And I'm going to fail as a music journalist because I can't remember the guy's name. So let's just call him Co Pilgrim. And their new album is called Plumes. So let's play some of it. The first song is pretty catchy. So let's start with that. It's called Grew Into Something New. Pilgrim.
Yeah, it's got kind of a Pernice Brothers sound to it. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a slightly less whispery Pernice Brothers.
The guy's name is Mike Gale, and the band members are Mike Gale and Friends, according to their
those
website.
Are the he's the main pilgrim, and the other ones are the co-pilgrims.
Exactly.
Maybe they were originally called Mike Gale and the Pilgrims, and they all thought that was kind of unfair, and they said, we're all co-pilgrims here. And then they said, hey, that's a great name for the band.
Yeah, Co Pilgrim. Not bad at all. Well, it's a pretty consistent album, so I like that song. I like just about all of it. It was on somebody's end of year list. You know, you go through all these lists, right? And you're like, maybe I'll check that out. Maybe I'll check that out. And this one caught me. So here's another track, number four. It's called I Saw You, Heavenly Girl.
Thank you.
I like that slide guitar in there. That's cool.
Yeah, they make it sound like a like an orchestra of slide guitars or something. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. Another band that I heard these guys compared to was the Jayhawks. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
They're a Americana, Midwestern U.S. band.
Yeah.
This is a little dreamier, though, and I like that. I like right. the I like when there's a little dreamy mixed in with the Americana.
Right.
Yep.
They don't sound a whole lot like the Thrills. Remember that band, though? It was like an Irish band that did a sunny Southern California 60s kind of a thing.
I remember the name. I don't think I heard
it. Yeah. A little bit reminiscent of that, too. Just in how you know, geographically out of place it sounds. But, yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
We'll play one more. This is called Dancin' Hoods. There you have it, Coe Pilgrim, late year discovery.
Mm-hmm.
The album. Yeah. It's called Plumes. It's good.
Yeah, that is good. You know, I would have capitalized the P in Pilgrim.
Yeah, Coe and then a hyphen and then they've got a small P in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
Yeah, you're going to let them get away with it?
I'll let them get away with it.
You won't completely disrespect them as a band?
I'm going to mail them a copy of the AP style manual. And
yeah, you could do that.
You know, in case they want to use it for any other songs in the future and stuff. Probably too late to change the name of the band.
Yeah. You probably remember when REM put an album out called Life's Rich Pageant, and they didn't put an apostrophe in Life's.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell's going on?
That's not good.
It's terrible, isn't it? And I think Stipe like said that was on purpose.
Well, what else are you going to say?
They're messing with people. Yeah. That's what he said after the fact.
I guess I didn't realize that.
After they printed a million of them.
Right.
He said this was on purpose. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Hey, there's music news. I forgot to mention this before. There's probably a lot of music news, but, you know, news to be mentioned on this podcast has to be really good. I mean, we probably go through, 30 or 40 news items before we get one that's really interesting enough to mention.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the one that I thought was pretty cool that popped up over the winter break, and that is PJ Harvey is going to record her next album on display at an art gallery.
Wow.
And you can just go and watch her record her album.
That's cool. I like that.
Isn't that cool? It's going to be at London's Somerset House.
Yeah. So I don't think I can go.
I don't think I can either, but of course, Craig, I'm sure, would be happy to go on assignment.
Yeah, he told us that Ipswich is not that far. You can just take a train down there.
It's
right?
A train, maybe an hour, roughly, a little more, maybe a little more. Right. Yeah.
Can we consider this as an official assignment?
I think so. Yeah. He's been assigned. So let's see if the dates are listed here. It says It's an exhibition called Recording in Progress, and it goes from January 16th to February 14th. So I don't know if she's going to like promise she's going to be there during regular hours all the
time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It'd be weird if you just went there and she just wasn't there. It says that she's going to be with the producer Flood. That guy, he's got some real name, but he calls himself Flood. And John Parrish. Yeah, he's worked with PJ Harvey for all the time, right?
Like, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, John Parrish is a PJ Harvey collaborator. That's like his permanent job, mm-hmm. I think.
What if you went there and you set aside a whole day? Like, let's say Craig takes the train down there, right? He takes off work and he gets there and he watches some guy just like setting up the, trying to mic the drums all day long. And then he comes back and that's all he's got to talk about.
Yeah. He'd have to
go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you better, I don't know if you can talk to somebody and find out when some good action will be going on, but.
You got to get some material.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't get what you need, you got to go back.
Or just stay there, too.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
We should do something like that. How about at the Madison Museum of Modern Art?
Record the podcast there?
Mm-hmm.
That would
bring the Chazen.
That would bring standing room only crowds for sure. There's two guys, total nerds, talking about music. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, we could be right on State Street in that window where they always have the really funky modern art and stuff. We'll be in there. It'll be just like, you know, on the Today Show or whatever, when people walk by and they, oh my God, look at that. They're doing the show right now. It would be just like that.
Yeah, we could do that. If we did it on Saturday morning, maybe we'd draw people away from that public radio, What Do You Know show or something. People would come and watch us instead.
The smart ones would.
Yeah.
Do you like that show?
The cool music people. I can't really get into it that much.
I hate that show.
I don't know why. I think I just don't really connect with his sense of humor that much.
No. He's way less funny and erudite than he thinks he is.
Well, he has a lot of fans, right? And they must think he's really funny, too.
Well, yeah, so. But so does, you know, Sinbad had a lot of fans. That doesn't make him funny.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the measure.
It's one of those things where...
Like, look at All Songs Considered, right? They have a lot of fans compared to us. Does that make them better?
Well, no, of course not.
So...
Just because they have, like, millions of listeners doesn't mean they're any better than us, right? We don't have to take second place, those NPR people.
No.
No way.
We're going to be like, sometime in the future, right? When we're all dead and all of our listeners are dead, we're going to be discovered and posthumously, you know... Recognized.
We'll be like
for this groundbreaking work that we do.
We're going to be like the Nick Drake of podcasting.
Nick Drake of podcasting is what we're going to be. That's a very good comparison.
They will unearth these old podcasts and they can make a documentary and, you know, Craig can be in the documentary and he can say how we were before our time and everything. And
right.
The first time he heard us, he knew that this was just absolutely brilliant and it just never caught on.
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned Nick Drake. I might even go further back and say like Van Gogh, right? These guys that died penniless, one ear, not all that highly regarded, and then later only did their work gain the recognition that deserved. So
at least
you people are all kind of like art gallery owners that own one of these very valuable pieces. But the only thing is it's not going to be worth anything until you're dead. But still, you can kind of take some satisfaction in knowing that you're all over this right now.
Yeah. Speaking of art galleries, I have a little art gallery story. You know, have you ever heard a story that relates an art gallery to football?
No.
Bet you haven't. Did you see the Wisconsin Badgers bowl game?
Yes.
I did not, because I was in an art gallery.
That's terrible.
But, so I quote-unquote watched the game by refreshing my phone as I was walking through this art gallery.
there you go.
But, you know, Grant and his girlfriend and my other son, Reese, were hanging out at the art gallery, and I thought, it's a good way to spend time. So I will sacrifice trying to find the game in Canada, which, again, I'm not even sure if I would have been able to find it.
Right.
They don't even get the channel that it was on in the U.S. was ESPN2. They don't even get that channel in Canada. I think they get the main ESPN and, you know, the big network sports things from the U.S., but not ESPN2. And I didn't even go so far as to try to figure out if it was on a different channel and I could have gone to some bar or something, so I just didn't bother. So, right. Yeah, but I'm refreshing my phone, like, every 10 minutes or something as I'm walking through this art gallery. And then we were just about to leave, so I was losing my Wi-Fi connection. I didn't have any data connection in Canada. And it went into overtime just as we were leaving. So then I didn't find out the result till like 3 hours later. But it was so cool because I'm like, okay, thumbs up or down, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, that's kind of a cool
Badgers win. So it was, yeah, it was neat.
It's actually really that anticipation, that not knowing and like,
yeah,
what's going to happen, you know, right at the very end. So you stretched that out for 3 hours,
right,
which is great.
Yeah.
For me, it was just the, you know, from when they lined up for the field goal and then they went to TV timeout or whatever. It's like a minute.
Yeah.
A minute of that exciting anticipation.
I got that thrill for 3 hours.
Yeah, you kind of win there.
Oh, we did another thing. Let's do a tourist recommendation. We went to see The Second City,
uh-huh,
the comedy troupe, who, it started in Chicago, but expanded to Toronto. It's been in Toronto for a long time also.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was really funny, entertaining. All the actors were great. It was well worth doing.
Nice.
It was lucky because they had a New Year's Day afternoon, like 4:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just perfect for us, fit our schedule. And so I was telling the young people, hey, maybe we should go to Second City. And they were all kind of like, whatever. They kind of like, I didn't get that enthusiastic of a response. Then they finally said, yeah, I guess so. And then I think they were pretty happy that we went.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of great comedians coming out of there.
Yeah.
Martin Short, John Candy, Eugene Levy.
Was Dan Aykroyd ever with Second City?
Not sure. No. Catherine O'Hara. There was, of course, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rick Moranis.
Yeah, wow. So you're able to rattle those off. That's pretty good.
Yeah, really just about as good as the Chicago alumni. So very impressive.
Makes me want to go see it again in Chicago when I go back there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in Chicago also. And I think my wife and I saw the Toronto show like 4 years ago. So yeah, definitely recommended. So, well, we have one more music item this week. We are a music podcast. We're starting the year just as random and disorganized as ever. So hopefully the listeners find charm in that, right?
Yeah. We've always been a little ragged around the edges.
That's
what people like.
Cutting edge kind of thing.
It's not too slickly produced.
So I told you about this guy named Dean Blunt. Is that the one you listened to?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'll say as an introduction. It's a weird album, right?
That's correct. That's the word I would use.
Okay, so to introduce the weird album by Dean Blunt, which is called Black Metal, and doesn't sound anything like black metal.
No.
I'm going to play a song called 50 Cent.
Riding and I hope she's been in these streets. We got
That's Dean Blunt, another London guy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a London,
sort of London
theme.
Episode.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, kind of one side of the thing. It's sort of a genre hopping. I said genre like it started with a J. Genre hopping.
Yeah.
Album. And I really like the first track a lot. It uses a little bit of a Big Star song. You can hear it right away. And the title is Lush.
I told you, stay out of it, and everything you see, stay out of it, and everything you hear, stay out of it, they'll never know it's me. Everything you see and everything you hear, I never saw you leave. You never saw me.
Dean Blunt.
So there's quite a contrast between the one that you chose and the one that I chose.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot more of that throughout the album.
And then as it goes on, it kind of gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah, the second half gets even weirder.
Second half is a little meandering, I would say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it as much as the first half, but the bio, and this has got to be your source. If you want to see a music bio, go to MTV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I just randomly found it on a search. But it says that his born name is Roy Nawuchi, and he's a musician and producer. So I like his voice. I like the way that he's got this baritone voice kind of and puts a bunch of reverb on it. When he does, especially when he does the dreamy stuff, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little flat and emotionless, too.
Right.
I shouldn't say a little. It's completely flat and emotionless.
Right, from a voice perspective, but
right.
then there's these strings and things in the background that make it a contrast, which is cool. And then he's got the woman backing singer in some of the songs, which provides a cool contrast.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one has her in it. Let's try this one. It's called 100.
Too long, yeah. says I'm wrong.
It's pretty non-traditional,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun.
You know, when I was listening to that, I was going to comment on the plangent guitars, right? And I think of that word and don't use it very often because I'm never quite sure I'm going to use it properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up, and yeah, I kind of had the right idea. It's defined as loud, reverberating, and often melancholy.
Wow, there you go.
There you go. That was plangent, right?
Wow.
So now you can start to throw that around, everybody.
You just took music journalism to a higher
Didn't
level.
I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take that, Nicholas and Craig and Anurag, and your, you know, you guys did all right, but look at what I just did. I threw out a new word into
yep.
the Will's band lexicon.
Plangent.
Plangent, yes.
That's good. So, should we play anything else, or should we leave it at that for Dean Blunt?
I don't have another selection.
Let's just leave it at
you
that.
Know, I'm a little rusty because it's been a month.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can think of this, say this race is like a, or this podcast is like a marathon, right?
Yeah.
We're only about 20 miles in, but I hit the wall. I think I have to drop out of the race.
Because you're not trained enough to complete
right.
the race.
I thought I could
yeah.
just jump in here and pick
yep.
up right where I left off, but...
You forgot the skill level that goes into each one of these podcasts.
I did.
Yep. Yep. We take it for granted, but that's because we get so well practiced, we're just in the zone.
Right.
Right? The time just flies by.
You don't even realize what's happening, but...
Right.
When you're a little out of condition, you know, you get up into that... how long have we been going here?
I think we're only up to like 40 minutes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
over.
That's pretty... That's an abbreviated
yeah.
podcast, but it's, you know, it's the beginning of the year. Tough for us to get up, you know, to be on our the top of our game right out of the gate. And also people are busy, right? People
yep.
are busy with what are they busy with?
Trying to
shoveling and
shovel, right? But also meeting their New Year's resolutions.
Seeing
if they can make them last for like, you know, 2 weeks
right.
before they forget about them.
Right.
Yeah. Cleaning up the house, getting
mm-hmm.
rid of the cardboard boxes,
mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. It's
yeah.
important stuff. So, you know what we should do? We should take requests for next week. What should we talk about next week? If you've got anything, let us know. I've got a couple things I could talk about, but maybe there'll be something other than what I've got, you know, new, interesting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably be kind of, you know, a slacker podcast for... couple more weeks before we hit our stride again.
Yeah.
And then we'll just be on our, you know, superior to NPR role that we're usually on.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and I'm gonna kind of give myself a tough assignment. I'm gonna find something really weird to talk about that I've never even listened to in my life. Be something totally different and it's gonna blow everybody's minds.
Wow.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm sure the listeners can't wait either. Maybe you'll find something like that Zelda album.
Yeah, which I was really happy that Nicholas picked.
Right, yes. Very cool.
Oddly, though, that's not on Spotify anymore. The one that I can't even
remember how we found it, the track that we played.
It was, the whole album was on Spotify. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But
it's elusive.
Yeah, now I've got to go out and buy it. But maybe when I do that, I'll buy something even weirder than that.
Wow.
I'll talk to the record store guy and be like,
"The challenge.
This is pretty weird. Well, I'm going to buy this Zelda, but I want something that's way weirder than this.
Blow my mind. Recommend a release.
Yeah. And it could change my life.
Could happen. All right. We should probably just say goodnight. And we've gotten 2015 going, so that's good, right?
That's right.
And
I'm going to start getting our tailgate supplies and our cold weather gear.
Got to prep for the big game.
That on.
That's right.
Just in case. I can actually tell by looking at Will's face that he's not going to go to the game, but, you know, that's okay.
You know, I went to that game last year, that playoff game against San Francisco when it was like zero, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I kind of like the concept of going to the game tomorrow, but it seems doubtful just given family things going on. For example...
Right.
Grant turns 18 on Monday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
18.
Yep. So I guess since people will be listening to this, a lot of people might be listening to this when after he's turned 18, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, do we have the Alice Cooper version of 18 on Spotify? I'm not sure. I'm going to look it up. Called I'm 18, not just 18. Alice Cooper. No, that's a classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes out.
Yeah, he's got two classics. That one and School's Out.
Right.
Does he have any other ones?
Oh, No More Mr. Nice Guy is good.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's got.
I've never liked him at all.
Billion Dollar Babies. That one was pretty.
I don't know
good.
That one.
Well. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I have this memory of listening to it in high school in somebody's car and just deciding right then and there, this is not for me.
Didn't you even like School's Out when they'd play it every June?
No, I guess not.
Huh. Wonder if they still play it.
I don't know.
I don't either. But it was cool back in the old days.
What would it be like seeing him in concert right now? And he's, you know, like 65 years old.
I don't know.
Singing about being 18 and school being out. And it's like, what?
I don't know. That would be weird. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's call it a podcast.
All right.
Should we also tell people that we'll talk to them again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. Good night.
Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.